Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, February 1st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news today, Iraqi Christians voted this weekend with the hope the new government would bring security for them. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra says Christians know this is the time to make their voices heard and need to be represented in the new government. Whatever the outcome, he adds their teams are committed to ministry.
We are delivering Bibles and a lot of literature for youth. We've opened a Christian bookstore. So our ministry continues there. Of course, we're awaiting the results of what's happened, and that could depend on what our future ministry is there.
Next, Africa Quest, an initiative by Global Missions Fellowship, is beginning to see great answers to prayer. It's a plan for leadership and evangelism training with the goal of church planting in Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Sudan. Global Missions Fellowship's Mike Jorgensen.
God's giving a big vision to the church in Africa. We recently were in Ethiopia working with a denomination there. They have 6,000 churches, and they have challenged each of those churches to plant at least one new church in the next 2 years.
And finally, Jesus Film volunteers were one of the first to be on the scene at the tsunami disaster in Thailand. The 250 students and staff from Bangkok saw the need and longed to return. Well, last week they did. They're helping survivors rebuild, handing out relief supplies, and whenever possible, sharing a message of hope with copies of the Jesus Film in the local language. Jesus Film leaders are praying that they'll have many opportunities to share Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolutions, available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.